Country Music Hall in Branson, Missouri. It's Branson Country USA. Join your hosts, Mike Patrick and Jim Dandy, as they welcome tonight's great lineup.
From Raiding the Country Vault, songwriter and singer Billy Yates.
Along with regulars New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, and the Grand Band. Stay tuned for 1 hour of grand fun.
Branson Country USA.
And now, let's go to the stage with your hosts, Mike Patrick and Jim Dandy.
Well, it's us again. Thanks for tuning in for Branson Country USA. It's going to be another fun show.
It's going to be a great show tonight. We've got a lot of great patriotic music. We're celebrating Independence Weekend here, and we're celebrating with our best friends right behind us. We call them the Wild Bunch because they are. Good to see all these smiling faces out there. And we want to say hi to all the folks that watch us on television. We get to meet a lot of you. You come to the show every week. We appreciate you watching us. And hi to all the folks that listen to us on the radio, there, particularly in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Radidio.
That's KFPW, 1230 on the AM side. Say hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Sounds good to me.
It's like we rehearsed it.
Absolutely. We're going to kick off the show with Branson's Best Quartet. They got some great songs picked out for you. How about a hand for New South?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video games,
I got a Nikon Camelot, a Sony Color TV.
But the one that I love's from the USA, standing next to me. My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA. Silky long hair to the sexy long legs. My baby is American made. She looks good in her tight blue jeans she bought in Mexico. She loves wearing French perfume everywhere that she goes.
But when it comes to the love,
my baby's genuine USA, red, white, and blue. My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made. My baby is American made. Born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made. My baby is American made. Born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Welcome out to the show. We'd like to dedicate this next song to all of our brave service men and women who sacrificed so much, put their lives on the line to ensure our gift of freedom. God bless each and every one of you. This one's for you.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. As she looked up to heaven and the words she said were these. But she said, Lord, I'm born special. And he meant so much to me. And Lord, I love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall.
and being home on Christmas Day. But he died forgotten country in a place so far away. Well, I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. But Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And Lord, I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for the memories and the moments to recall.
Good job, guys. Great job, Luke. Wow. We've done that song many times. I still get a little misty on that one. So it's a beautiful song.
It's
a very special song for us. That's a Statler Brothers song, if you didn't know that. How about a nice hand back there on the pedal steel guitar, Gene Mulvaney, America's sweetheart. You look good in the red, white, and blue over there, Gene.
Uh-huh.
He is red, white, and blue. He put together the Branson guest card, and if you don't have one, you can't live without it. I use mine every single day in this town. I'm so thankful for it. It's a great discount card. There's over 110 show discounts, over 200 dining discounts. On top of that, shopping and attractions. You know where I used it just recently? And my friend Emily was in town. A lot of our Wild Bunch, remember Emily, she worked at the box office. You don't forget Emily. And she blew into town from Wichita, and we went down to Big Whiskey's down at the Landing.
Right.
And use it down there. You get lunch or dinner. It's buy one, get one free. Half off entree. I'm giving their food away. Buy one, get one half off. Okay, I'm going to clarify that. A lot of great discounts. Check it out at BransonGuestCard.com where you save more and you spend less.
Showing up. We're going to take a little break. Got some more great music coming up for you right here on Branson Country USA. We'll be back.
When you're ready for an amazing night of entertainment, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's Best Quartet, New South. With tight harmonies and your favorite songs, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
To Branson Country USA, our country music choo-choo train is continuing down the track, friends, with the sweetheart of Grand Country right now. Here she is, Jackie Brown.
Thank you, Jamie. Hi, everybody. Here's an Olivia Newton-John song for you.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know. Standing by to catch you when you fall. See you.
Brett. Thank you. I'm certainly honored to sing this next song because I get to sing it with my good friend Mark McCauley. He's going to step down here and help me out. Yes, Mark. This song was originally recorded by Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, and Mark got to work with Loretta Lynn for many years and also got to sing this next song with her many times. So I feel very honored to sing Loretta's part. And we thought we would pick out a song, despite all the problems we're having in the country today, we thought we'd pick out a song that was appropriate to honor our great nation. This is called God Bless America Again. God bless America again. You see all the troubles that she's in. Watch her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again.
America again. You know, like you did way back when it all began. You really blessed us then, but we just kind of took it for granted. We never asked again. So hold her hand, God, and if she should ever stumble, please don't let her fall. What's wrong with America? Of course, when you ain't got a lot of book learning, there's a lot of things you just don't understand. One thing I do know, God, she's just like a mother to me, and all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to you and I owe to her.
Mighty fine. Very, very good. And I think these folks agree with that. Absolutely, and what a great song to be celebrating. The 4th of July weekend and Independence Day, all this week we are. And it's a birthday of our country. 240 years this year. Over those 240 years, there have been a lot of conflicts. Literally millions of brave men and women who have served this country, stood up, fought for this country, answered the call when it came, so that we could be sitting here tonight, enjoying all the freedoms that we have. And I know we have veterans here with us tonight and active duty personnel as well. If you're here tonight, we want you to stand up right now. We want to give you a big round of applause to say thank you for what you've done. These are our heroes right here. All these brave men and women, thank you so much. for your sacrifices and the sacrifices of your family. You know, over those 240 years, there have been hundreds of thousands of people that never got to come back home. And we say to you and those folks, God bless you and God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this.
Thank you very much. You know one thing I'm so proud in Branson? We celebrate our veterans and our servicemen in our country each and every day of the year. We're so proud of that. So cool. Oh, boy. You know, there's something exciting going on in Branson. I think there's a whole bunch of Santas in town. And I think they're here with us tonight. How about a big hand for all of us? Woo-hoo-hoo! Oh, boy.
Give me a ho!
Ho!
Give me a ho-ho!
Ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
What does that mean?
Discover Santa!
How about a hand for our Santas, everybody?
How are you?
Santa, good to have you. How are you?
I'm doing great, I'm doing great. I'm kind of worried about Jamie, but you know.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. He's kind of on the naughty list. You see him take off when he saw you guys coming out here?
Oh, there he is!
Oh, yeah, we've been hearing about you.
Really?
Yeah.
I found your list. I wrote my name in.
Now, they have an exciting convention that happens each and every year. And tell about the folks what you're doing here.
Well, what we've got going is the Kringle Family Reunion. It's called Discover Santa. And we've got all these wonderful gentlemen and ladies. There'll be about 800 of them here in Branson. Wow. We've got everything starting on the 6th. Of July. We've got a blood drive going on at the Chateau. In fact, Bob, there's going to be a special challenge?
Yes, there is. I hear there's some group called the Wild Bunch here. We've already got 56 pints pledged by the Santas. We want to see if the Wild Bunch could come out the Chateau Wednesday and match it.
Okay.
Okay, and you've been challenged, okay, guys.
And we've got a parade at Branson Landing. We've got a reunion party. And somewhere in there, we're going to try to set a world's record on the most Santas on a Ferris wheel.
Oh!
This is so much fun. We're so thankful to have you in Branson. And I know Wednesday you have an event at the Grand Village.
It's going to be at the Grand Village, and we've got the...
New South's going to be there to sing with you.
New South's going to be there to sing for us. Yeah, it's going to be great.
We're so thankful. And please, maybe just, you know, he's going to get better.
Yeah.
Well, he looks like he's trying to catch up with us already. So.
Oh!
When this music thing doesn't work out.
Well, thank you for having us here, Branson.
Thank you, guys. How about a hand for all our Santas? Looking great, guys.
Merry Christmas!
Stay with us for Branson Country USA.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band, featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits. This show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree.
When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit GrandCountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
Cold outside tonight, but it's nice and warm in here, and we got a fella coming out here. We're very honored to have him on our stage. He's currently performing right here in Branson at the Raid in the Country Vault show down at the Mansion Theater. A lot of great entertainers in that show, and this guy is one of the most, well, he's one of the premier country songwriters in Nashville. A lot of hit songs that he's written that you will recognize, I'm sure, and he's also a fantastic country singer and a wonderful person. Would you make him welcome Billy Yates?
Well, if you told me that you love me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Shore to shore, to prove that I love you just a little bit more. Won't you let me, baby, just to kinda hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
I see you down there. Oh, it's so good to be here. Thank y'all so much. It really is a pleasure to be here on the show tonight. I love this show. I've been here a few times and have seen it, and just dreamed of the day I'd get to be here singing with these folks and for y'all. And so anyway, if it's all right with y'all, we're going to do a song right now I wrote back in 1994, and I played this song around Nashville for everybody, and nobody liked it until finally George Jones. Are there any George Jones fans here? Yeah, I just knew there'd be some. I played this for George. He said, yeah. That meant he liked it, I suppose. And so anyway, George had a big hit with this song back around 2000, a little song called Choices. I've had choices since the day I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today. Living and dying with the choices I've made.
was tempted. By an early age I found I liked drinking. Oh, I never turned it down. There were lovers, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. Yes, I'm paid for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run. But I'm losing this game of life I play. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices I've made.
Oh yeah! Billy Yates!
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you ever write anything country, or is that about it?
No, right, pretty much my, all rock and roll.
Oh, okay. Much, yeah. All right. One of the best songs I remember hearing that, I bought the CD, George Jones CD, and thought, my goodness, what a song that is. That's an awesome song.
You know, I grew up about 120 miles from here over in southeast Missouri in a little town called Donovan, and I always loved country music, and I always was a big George Jones fan. And back there, you know, back then, I wasn't smart enough to even dream big enough to ever think that I'd ever get to meet George Jones, much yeah. less write songs that would influence his mm-hmm. career. And
right.
George recorded 6 of my songs through his whole career. And so, been very blessed. Just so yeah. lucky.
Awesome. A lot of great songs. And you got a great show going on down the street here. Tell the folks about Raiding the Country Vault.
Raiding the Country Vault. You know, we started this about 5-6 weeks ago, and just so excited about this because... You got to realize I love country music. I love country music. And so this show, we do about 29, 30 songs, classic country songs, but it looks like a rock concert. It's like, it's crazy. There's like, there's a laser lights and there's yeah. Smoke. But the great thing is there's a big screen behind us. There's 3 big screens, actually. Mm-hmm. It tells the history of the songs.
Right.
And we just love doing this thing at the Mansion Theater over there, just mm-hmm. down the road.
Yeah, it's not just the songs; it's the whole history behind
it's
it.
It's a whole history behind the songs. Yeah. We have a lot of young people come to the show that get to be educated about country music, mm-hmm. and so that's why
awesome.
I love it.
That's awesome. Be sure to go see those folks.
Please,
your show's at 8 p.m. Is that right?
8 p.m.
at
yes,
the Mansion
sir.
Theater. You can yeah. phone them up. You can dial them up at 417-335-2000. Check out BillyYates.com or RaidingTheCountryVault.com, and you can find out all the information that you need. And you're here in town now, so you're going to have to be by here a lot more often. Will you do
oh,
that?
Oh, you'll be tired of me before
oh,
this
I bet
on.
Not. Another hand for Billy Yates, everybody. Wonderful. Awesome. We got more great country music in the form of Melody Hart right after these fine words. We'll be right back.
Oh.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Welcome back to Branson Country USA. We're taking a little picture, a little snapshot from Belva.
Welcome back. I haven't said that in a long time. I needed to.
I'm glad you said it. This is our Miss Country Sunshine. She's got a great Patsy Cline song for you. Make her welcome, Melody Hart.
Thank you. To do you a duet with someone that I've never sang with before. Sorry, Jamie. Love you, Jamie.
Okay.
But this is the first time for me to ever sing with this guy. I also play a fiddle and a guitar over at the Writing the Country Vault show. So anyhow, he sings over there, and I'm like, oh gosh, I've got to sing with you if you're going to come over there and do the TV show. So anyhow, would you please make welcome Mr. Billy Yates one more time? I'm going to have him come out here. Woo! And I understand you sang this song with to your wife when you got married?
I did. We, my wife and I got married at George Jones' house, and she said, are you going to sing for me? And I said, no, I'll be too scared. And so I surprised her, and she's standing right over there.
Yeah, Miss Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Yay, hi, Nancy. Yeah. It's a song called If I Needed You.
My pain.
That's never sounded better.
Yeah, well.
Jamie and Melody have done that. He kind of got kicked out of his duet partner here tonight. He's upset. Chad Campbell, get down here. This guitar player joined us in February. He's got his own fan club already.
Yeah.
And he's a great picker, but he's also a great singer. Is your mom and dad still in town?
Yeah, I think they're actually still in the back. They're here for the rest of the night.
He's got his folks here tonight. Give them a big hand. Glad to have you. From Grafton, West Virginia, here's the pride of Grafton, West Virginia. Make you welcome Chad Caffell.
Downtown Modesto, I was working a holiday. Sitting with a gig that would last us throughout the weekend. And I was singing a new song that I wrote on the way in time. And through the front door, she found her place to sit down. And I knew right away she liked the words to my songs. Because she stared at my big guitar and followed my fingers way too long. And she had the likeness of a girl I'd seen in a dream. Even lights can do wonders with makeup and faded blue jeans. And the last thing I needed was somebody messing up my mind. And I finally heard the reason I told her, you're gonna wait just one more time. And she could cost me the same thing, fall in love with my guitar. Blew all my chances at being a big singing star. With one passing glance, I could tell she was young for age. Then she got to looking better as she got down closer to the stage. And as she sipped on her wine, I knew just the kind that she would be. And somehow I knew she was here to do bad things for me.
So proud to have this young man. Feel like you've known him 20 years. We're so happy to have you. We have to take a break. We'll be back with more of Branson Country USA in just a moment.
Don't
miss the 27th annual Branson Fiddle Festival, August 28th through the 30th, presented by the friendly folks at Grand Country. Located in the heart of the Ozarks, Grand Country is the perfect home for this three-day fiddling frenzy. The fun begins Friday, August 28th with the Anything Goes contest. Then Saturday, August 29th, six different divisions compete to advance onto the championship finals held on Sunday, August 30th. With $10,000 in cash prizes, make your plans to attend. General seating tickets for Grand Country Music Hall are only $10 each day. And a special $70 hotel rate is available for this event. Mention promo code FIDDLE15 when making Grand Country Inn reservations. It's the 27th annual Branson Fiddle Festival, August 28th through the 30th, only at Grand Country. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com/fiddlefest.
Well, you know what. Welcome back to Branson Country USA. We'll put that in post. They'll never know. We run ourselves out of time tonight. Again, our thanks to Billy Yates. Make sure you get over to Raiding the Country Vault over there at the Mansion Theater. And also next week, we have local award-winning bluegrass favorites. The Petersons will be with us. So another big show next week here on Branson Country USA.
It'll be fun. Thanks for joining us. Good night and God bless you.
Branson Country USA is produced live at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Chris Wainscott. Musical directors are Gene Mulvaney and Michael W. Davis. The grand band is made up of Chad Cappell on lead guitar, Gene Mulvaney on steel guitar and electric guitar. On drums, Rob Blackburn. Wayne Massengale on the fiddle. Bass guitar, Larry Allred. And Michael W. Davis on piano. Wardrobe design is by Deb Rainwater. Costumer is Megan Warren. Sound engineers are Phil Morris and Don Newman. Lighting coordinators are Stan Vidmar and Devin Starnes. Video production director is Shauna Helsley. Post video production editor is Shannon Thomason. Next, our creative services director is Dave Bowen. Our box office group tour manager is Helena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Roman. If you'd like to be in our studio audience, just call for tickets. Call 417-335-2484 or visit www.grandcountry.com. We'd love to have you. For more information about planning your fun-filled visit to Branson, visit grandcountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From everyone at Grand Country Music Hall, thank you for joining us for another Branson Country USA.